on this hour, all right? Now, folks, I tell you what, if it's hot and we're very serious, all right, especially for, we'll say, vulnerable people being out in the heat, if they have a home without air conditioning and so on, this is serious stuff. This is not stuff to fool around with. And as this heat hangs over the week, it's going to get warmer, warmer, warmer in like houses and enclosed spaces. Let's please keep an eye out for our neighbors, again, if you could. If you know somebody is in a house without air conditioning and so on and such, we got to just keep an eye out for each other. But if you're looking for a very comfy place to go in hot weather, a place where you can have fun, where you can learn new things, where they have cool activities coming up, we're talking about the library. Come on, here we go. And so we want to welcome Nicholas Strubel from the Center County Library and Historical Museum in Bellefonte. And first off, Nicholas, good morning, and thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You folks sent out a release recently, and I'm like, hey, this sounds pretty cool. All right. Cool as in fun. Cool as in cool. All right. Especially during a hot week.
Oh, yeah.
So, folks, stay tuned, because especially if you have kids, but even if you're just an adult and you're looking for fun stuff, let's rediscover the library. Now, Nicholas, first off, let's start off, if you would, tell us something about yourself, maybe about your background, which facility do you work at, and so on. Tell us about you.
Certainly. Thank you. My name's Nicholas. I am the assistant director here at the Center County Library and Historical Museum. I'm based out of the Bellefonte branch of our library system. I grew up here in Bellefonte. I've been a lifetime library user. Some of my earliest memories are actually coming in right here to the Bellefonte Library as a child.
So, talk about the system. I mean, there are different locations. You're kind of spread out. Not that you don't necessarily have to drive to Bellefonte or something. Tell us about the entire library system. Where is everything?
Yes, so we have branch locations here in Bellefonte. We have one in Center Hall and then another branch in Phillipsburg, our Holt Memorial Library. Each one is located in the downtown area or right near the center of their community to best serve the patrons and community members.
Now, do you folks, obviously a lot of listeners probably in State College, do you folks have any connection with SCLO or you know, like cooperate with them, or are they just a totally separate entity?
So while our two systems are separate organizations, we are in a partnership with one another where we share resources, we share access to materials. Patrons that normally go to one location, when you look in their catalog of library materials, you can get things sent back and forth to one another. Any item that you might check out, say, here in Bellefonte, and you find yourself in State College, they can be returned at SCLO. So we work very well together in providing the materials back and forth to share those resources to better our communities.
All right. Now, also in Bellefonte is the Historical Museum. And, Nicholas, I'm embarrassed to say this. I've never been to the Historical Museum, and I'm a history guy. I've never been there. So that's, we'll call that bucket list for this summer. All right, I've got to stop in sometime. Tell us about the Historical Museum. What is that?
Yeah, we'll definitely have to change that and get you in at some point. But our Historical Museum is really dedicated to preserving and sharing the history of Center County. The museum has artifacts from industries that built this area. They just put in a new display, actually, celebrating the history of the local Legion Band, which was a nationally award-winning marching band. Who knew that that was here in the area? But it was one of those things that any part of history for Center County that you have an interest in, that is the place to go. The Pennsylvania Room offers genealogical research services. So if you're looking to find out information about families or maybe something that you heard about Center County, they really have the resources to to help you find the information you're looking for.
Address is 203 North Allegheny Street in Belfont. And yes, that is on Scott's bucket list. I am ashamed that I've not visited yet. Shame on me. Anyway. All right. Now, we kind of connected with you folks, or you reached out to us about, you have a, I think, a pretty cool summer program, which I believe just started yesterday. Let's start with the basics. What is this program? When is it? What's going on? Tell us about this program. What's going on?
Certainly. So our summer program, we hold one every year. This year it's a 6-week program starting yesterday, June 17th, and it'll go through July 27th this year. We have a theme that adventure begins at your library, and every week we're kind of celebrating a different type of adventure, whether it be through fantasy or jungle or looking back into the ancient world. We have activities and programs for all ages. So whether you sign up for your children to take part in the preschool or elementary age groups, or if you have an older child who's in the teenage years, even adults, and this year we're actually starting a diverse abilities track as well for folks who might not quite find themselves in one of those other tracks. But we have in-person activities that you can take part in. There will be a Alice in Wonderland style tea party. Smokey the Bear is coming for a visit. But you also have options for take-home, like take-and-make items that can be done outside of being in the library.
So is this something, like literally every day? Is this something once or twice a week? I mean, for instance, I'm assuming there's a schedule someplace. Where can folks find that?
Yes, so to find our schedule or to register for the program, you can either come into one of our library locations or you can visit our website, centercountylibrary.org, and you can sign up there and see the calendar of events. That's also where you can go to get an idea of how you want to participate. So this program is really based on the experience that you want to have. We do have in-person activities every week that you can come into the library for. We have different displays to interact with. But if you want to maybe take the time and participate on your own, we do have activities that you can do at home or outside of the library as well. And for all of the activities that you do, participation that you put into this, and of course this is first and foremost a library program, so reading does come into it. For the reading that you do this summer, you'll get tickets to win weekly prizes. So we have everything from plushies and Legos to I think there's one of the adult prizes is a bonsai tree. So you can win weekly prizes the more that you participate through the program. And then at the end of the program, all of those different entries get entered to win a grand prize, which each of our libraries will be giving out a new laptop as the grand prize.
Ooh, oh,
very
wow,
cool.
New laptop. All right, that's cool.
Now, you did say you need to sign up for this. Is that right for the programs ahead of time, or you can just show up?
So most of our programs do require sign up ahead of time.
Yep.
To register for the program, you can do that, like I said, either on our website, centercountylibrary.org, coming in and filling out your boarding pass, basically your ticket to adventure here at one of our branches in person, or we do have an option to do it via an app on your phone called Reader Zone.
Very cool.
Now, again, all the locations, Nicholas, are air-conditioned, correct?
They are. So if you're looking for a nice place that you can spend a whole day interacting and not have to spend any money, the local library is the place to do it.
Bingo.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
Now, Nicholas, all the different locations, do they all have the same hours? I mean, do you know, like, when are they open?
So our locations, some of the hours do vary. Here in Belfont, We're open until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Our Center Hall location is open 10 to 4 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and 1 to 7 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then 10 to 2 on Saturdays. And then for Holt Memorial Library, on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, they're open 10 to 4. Mondays and Wednesdays, they're open 1 to 8 p.m.
Now, I've never been to the Holt Library in Phillipsburg because I'm from Penns Valley. I'm from the other direction. Where is that exactly? Where you said downtown. I mean, do you have an address by chance? Where is Holt?
I most certainly do. They are located on 17 North Front Street, main road that goes right through Phillipsburg there.
Okay. And this isn't just for kids. All right. We obviously, I don't know how many kids listen to this show. Probably not a lot. Probably mostly adults. There are, I mean, what are, you know, for adults listening, how can they be part of this program? Why should an adult be part of this program?
Well, adults have just as much to gain from being part of this program, learn new things, meet new people. Next week, actually, we have, if you're feeling nostalgic, you can come into one of our libraries, and we will be doing an Oregon Trail drop-in program. You don't have to sign up ahead of time. You just show up, and we will have an Oregon Trail board game out, some 90s-style themed snacks, and just really have a good time with a throwback kind of a program.
Now, I've got a release from you folks, and I see something here about the Reader Zone app. I have no idea what that is, Nicholas. What is the Reader Zone app? Should people, I don't know, they're going to be part of the program, should they be using this thing?
You can. That is entirely up to you. We kind of leave it up to you. We wanted to offer patrons different ways to participate in this. So if you're somebody who really enjoys technology and interacting with programs that way, you can go onto your app store and download, just search Reader Zone, all one word. And you can download the app, and you can, right there in the app, you can mark down what activities that you completed, track your reading. You can even track what books you're reading if you wanted to, you know in the future, hey, I've already read this. Let's put this back and find something new. But for folks who maybe don't want another login or another time to look at your phone, we have the option of participating with our passports that we're handing out. Do the same thing. It's just a paper copy that you can carry with you. For anybody who chooses to do the passports, whenever you bring them in to get your tickets each week, we have special stamps that will be stamping passports so that you can track your adventure that way as well.
All right, now we have less than a minute till we have to take a break. Nicholas, let's localize this to this week. What are some things that are going on this week that are part of the program?
Yes, so this week we have a take and make that you can come and pick up while supplies last, where you can, at home, create your own bookmark using dried flowers, something they turn out gorgeous. We also have a all-ages program of a Alice in Wonderland-themed tea party at our locations as well.
When's the tea party? I like tea. When's the tea party?
Yeah. So the for Bellefont, we are having that here tonight at 6 p.m., and then for our Holt Memorial Library, they'll be doing it on Thursday the 20th at 6 p.m.
All right. We're talking with Nicholas Struble from the Center County Library and Historical Museum. We're going to take a break right here. Folks, this sounds like a fun activity. And if you're looking for something to do over the next 6 weeks or something for the kids to do to kind of keep them out of trouble or keep them out of the heat, this sounds like something that's worth checking out. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk more about libraries, which we all have our gadgets and gizmos. Maybe we don't go to the library as much as we used to. Maybe we need to change that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll come back with more of the show after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead, exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Discover a whole new world right here in your own backyard. Happy Valley is where you'll find everything from beautiful outdoor spaces to fantastic shopping and nightlife to the Central PA Tasting Trail. And you're already here. So plan your staycation and look for insider information at dispatch.happyvalley.com. Remember, whether it's you and your family or out-of-town guests enjoying the things we take for granted, lines are shorter and rates are lower in the middle of the week. Your next adventure begins now at happyvalley.com.
Plan your midweek getaway today and find lodging at happyvalley.com. Explore dining destinations, interesting attractions, historic sites, sports, shopping and boutiques, caves, and the Central PA Tasting Trail. Our hotels, inns, and bed and breakfasts are ready for your visit. Plus, rates and wait times are less during the week. Your adventures can also include hiking trails, biking, geocaching, and walking driving tours, too. Look for insider information at dispatch.happyvalley.com. We're in the center of it all. Plan your adventures today at happyvalley.com.
Do you have everything for your next get-together, party, or event?
Did somebody say something about a party?
Let the 64 Beer Store take care of all your party needs with great beverages and snacks. With over 400 beverage offerings, they have all of your beer, wine, and soda choices in one location. They also have kegs for the bigger events, too.
The 64 Beer Store, 1/2 mile north of Interstate 80, Lamar, 6102 Nittany Valley Drive, or call them at 570-726-8687.
The Lesser Lumber Classic is Central PA's premier all-star football game. Presented by Lesser Lumber is brought to you by...
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Medler Field at Leblano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Here's to WeatherBell.com Foxcast. Hazy sunshine, hot and humid, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We can't rule out an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. High today, 92. High tomorrow, 94. Thursday's high, 96. Nights will be hazy, warm, and humid. Low temperatures around 70 degrees. This is WeatherBell.com Chief Meteorologist Joe Bastardi.
Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
It is our wonderful Tuesday edition of Let's Talk. Jeff and Scott with you. A little open phone time coming up later this hour. Also a conversation with Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, just around the corner.
All right, that's coming later this hour. We'll get the scoop on the heat wave.
Oh, yeah.
And again, my question for him is, Joe, how long is this going to really go? A week? 2 weeks? Depends on what weather source you pay attention to, but we'll have that later this hour. Again, we're talking libraries today, which is a great, fun, cool, as in comfy, place to go during hot stretches like this. And we're talking with Nicholas Struble of the Center County Library and Historical Museum. Again, they've got a really cool 6-week program, which just began yesterday at the various locations in Belfont, in Center Hall, and in Phillipsburg. Nicholas, I just wanted to ask some questions for just before we wrap up in a few minutes, just about libraries, because, again, we all have a gadget or gizmo in our pocket now, and I can read books on my gadget or gizmo. How are libraries just in general? How are they doing right now? That could be public libraries, I don't know, bookstores, private libraries, and so on. since we all have gadgets and gizmos, you know, heck, we don't need to go to the library anymore, right? I mean, I can't believe I said that out loud. That's not true, folks. How are libraries just kind of doing right now in general? What do you think?
Libraries are doing really well. The fact that everybody has access to so much more information all the time, for us, just simply means that there is a lot more for us to do in terms of interpreting the information that we all have access to. I mean, I tell folks every day that if you want a lot of answers, Google it. If you want the right answer, come talk to one of the librarians.
And again, I'm assuming, I've got a release here from you folks about your six-week activity, that we're now into summer break for schools, which is going to go for two and a half months, you know, or thereabouts. And I think I see a blurb in here about, like, learning loss, that when school's over and we go into summer break, a lot of kids, I don't know, do absolutely nothing with learning. So, I mean, if a parent maybe has a concern about that, taking her kid to the library and doing various things could ward off learning loss. I mean, does that sound, do I have that right? Is that actually true?
Yeah. So when one of the things that teachers especially struggle at the beginning of the year is trying to get everybody caught up with what was learned last year. We a lot of times refer to that as the summer slide. Once you're not going and engaging every day, some of the information that you gathered may kind of slip away. But by coming into the library and accessing our resources, we kind of help put a hold on that, keep you engaged in learning and developing new skills, because libraries today are really a lot more than just, you know, a warehouse of books. We have technology, we have groups that meet. I mean, here at Bellefonte, we have a chess club that meets every Saturday, and it's really just a way for, you know, anybody from a novice who may have never played before to somebody who's really well seasoned to get together and learn from one another.
Am I, now, I'll be honest again, I haven't been to a library in a while. Shame on me. It is possible through the library to get digital books, or at least it used to be that way. Is it still that way, Nicholas, that if I wanted to get access to a book that maybe isn't on a shelf, but there's a digital version, I can do that through the library? Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. So through the library and using the app that you can download through any of the app stores called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, you would just search for your library, enter your library card number, and you have access to our digital collection of both e-books and audiobooks.
Now, you have to have a library card number.
Yep, and you can sign up for a library card either by coming in and talking to us in one of our locations or through our website, centercountylibrary.org.
All right. Folks, go to a library. All right. Go talk to a librarian and if either sign up for a card. Actually, Nicholas, now there's a question. Now here's, hold on. Here's my keys. There we go. And I've got a whole bunch of these tabs, you know, for this grocery store and this convenience store. I actually have a library card on my key ring, but God forbid, it's so old, Aaronsburg is still listed on here. And that's back when Aaronsburg had a small branch that was kind of part of the system, but I know it's not that way anymore. Nicholas, do you know, I haven't used this library card in a very long time. Is this thing still effective, or do I have to get a new library card?
So depending on how long it's been since you've used it, need to sign up for a new library card.
Yeah, I think
come into one of our locations or online, and it's absolutely free, and we'll get you set up to start borrowing again.
All right, I need to do that sometime soon. And the bookmobile is listed on here. I don't even know that. Is the bookmobile still going? Is it still out there somewhere?
Our bookmobile right now is down. We're looking at replacement ideas for a new vehicle.
But you want to get a new vehicle. So in other words, the bookmobile is still going. Yes?
Yes, it will be once we can get that replacement.
Now that's interesting. Again, with all the gadgets and gizmos, I guess I would have thought that the bookmobile would be, I don't know, like the Amish buggy or something. People still, when it's operating, people are still checking out the bookmobile, apparently. Is that right?
Yes. A couple of the best things about the bookmobile are that folks who maybe don't have the ability to get into one of our locations, the bookmobile reaches parts of the county that are farther out. And it will transit items not just that are on the bookmobile, but if you make requests for items, we'll get it from one of our other libraries, from school library and State College, or if none of us happen to have it, we'll reach out to other libraries in Pennsylvania and get it interlibrary loaned to you. Folks also use the bookmobile because of its mobile hotspot. So if you don't have access to internet, coming to the spot when it stops there is a good way to have free access to internet.
You have any idea when that's going to be up and running again?
We do not yet, no, unfortunately.
Okay, all right. Well, stay tuned. The bookmobile will return. I guess, Nicholas, in some other work that I do some work with schools, and it seems like schools don't have libraries anymore. Now it's the media center or some fancy name, and they don't have nearly as many books as they used to, and they have a lot of screens, you know, for digital this, that, and the other thing. And it's not that those are wrong, but it's not, it's not a library anymore. Have you folks at the different locations, you still have lots and lots of books. In other words, something I can hold in my hand rather than look at a screen. Or are there more screens? Is it more about me being a media center than an old-style library anymore? What your system, what's it more like?
For us, it's really about providing access to information. So we do have a robust collection of physical materials, you know, the book that you can come in and pick up and hold in your hand and check out. We also have, right now here in Bellefonte, I'm looking at a wall of just full of DVDs that we get brand new releases monthly. Same with our audiobooks, but we do, libraries as a whole have pivoted to, you know, the access of information digitally. So we do have computers that patrons come in and utilize. We have printing services for folks in the community who may just not have access to those kind of resources otherwise.
All right, Nicholas, let's do a wrap-up, if you will. For folks maybe that missed earlier, you folks have a great six-week program coming up, which just started yesterday. Give us again the basics of the program, you know, some of the things that are happening, and where people can go to check out this stuff.
Certainly. So our program, Adventure Begins at Your Library, is for all ages. We have in-person activities, take-and-makes, things to do at home and engage the entire family in a learning experience. And you can sign up for this program anytime throughout it between the 17th yesterday and July 27th will be the last day of the program. You can sign up either online at our website, centercountylibrary.org, by stopping in person to one of our locations, either in Bellefonte, Phillipsburg, or Center Hall, or by downloading the app through the App Store called Reader Zone.
All right, we appreciate your time. Scott needs to get a new library card. B needs to head up to the Historical Museum. I still can't believe I've never visited there. Shame on me. But I'm going to do that's a summer bucket list thing. So, Nicholas, good luck. And by the way, again, air conditioning, folks.
Yes.
Hello.
Head on
looking
over
for a place
to
go to cool off and have some fun, learn some things. Go to the library. All right, Nicholas. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. All right, folks, there you go. No excuses. All right. Oh, it's so hot. I don't know where to go. Go to the library.
There you go.
And that includes SLO, again, in downtown State College. There, again, there's an affiliation there of sorts, but go to the library. They're doing all sorts of fun things there all summer long, so have a good time.